Dictation for Douglas Whaley, W-H-A-L-E-Y, September 24, 38. Address as a letter to Richel, R-I-C-H-E-L-E, Matt, M-A-C-H-T, and P, 463-3451. Excuse me, 463-1534. Dear Sister Mac, consultation for Mr. Whaley. Low sodium concentration, comes accompanied with wife, underlying coronary artery peripheral vascular disease pacemaker, stable weight and appetite, 3 meals a day. There has been some dysphagia to solids, including hamburgers, bread, not to liquids. I'm not sure you are aware of this. Denies diarrhea, bleeding, constipation. There is some nocturia, no incontinence, infection, cloudiness, or blood. Mobility restricted from claudication. Also unsteady. Uses a cane, no recent falls. Prior bypass surgery, no chest pain palpitation. No increase of dyspnea. No major edema. Is hard of hearing. There is also neuropathy, etiology unknown, up to the knee bilateral. Some varicose veins. Right now, no edema. Follows podiatrist Dr. Jaffar, J-A-F-F-A-R. Denies orthopnea PND. Denies the use of oxygen CPAP machine. Next paragraph, past medical history. Coronary artery disease, a three-vessel bypass, procedures for bilateral lower extremities, claudication, left groin hernia repair, bilateral length implant, right-sided corneal transplant, gallbladder surgery. Next paragraph, medical history, denies, excuse me, enlargement of the prostate on medications, denies hypertension, has cholesterol on treatment, used to be diabetic, came off medications a few years back, used to take metformin for a long period of time, question colitis, question ulcerative colitis with bleeding, resolved, no blood transfusion, prior pancreatitis secondary to gallbladder stones, no cancer. Dr. Koterba, K-O-T-E-R-B-A, did surgery. No kidney stones, no liver abnormalities, no deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, history of glaucoma, denies stroke or seizures. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, prior smoker, at least one pack per day plus cigars. From a young age until 1996. Does drink beer. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney problem. Next paragraph, on physical exam. Weight 150, 69 inches tall. Blood pressure 100 and 254. Some muscle wasting. No expressive facial dysarthria, no facial asymmetry, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruit, JBD, no respiratory distress, no RAL Wiese's consolidation pleural effusion, has a regular rhythm, no pericardial wrap, no palpable ascites, liver spleen ascites, masses, pulses decrease, bruises of the skin, muscle wasting, no growth focal deficit. Next paragraph, I review how much he's drinking between the beer, 24 ounces, Gatorade, 20 ounces, Pepsi, 24 ounces, coffee, soups, water for pills, all together is more than 100 ounces. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, July low sodium 129, upper potassium, normal acid base, normal kidney function, glucose, normal albumin calcium liver testing, normal cortisol, TSH, urine sodium at 65, urine osmolality, a PSA of 3.59. June this year, sodium 128, May 132, mild degree of anemia. Another May 128, January 133, 129. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, hyponatremia, hyposmolality, preserved kidney function, nothing to suggest thyroid adrenal abnormalities, no evidence of hypovolemia or volume overload, large fluid intake, urine osmolality did not reach the threshold of 300, but is in the upper side. This is probably SIADH. I would like him to decrease his fluid intake from more than 100 ounces to hopefully around 60. We will monitor new electrolytes, urine sodium and urine osmolality. Continue management per yourself and other specialists for his coronary artery disease, peripheral vascular disease, avoid anti-inflammatory agents. He has also abnormalities for spinal stenosis, chronic back pain, question decrease of cognition. You mentioned prior CDA, which patient and family cannot tell any more information about it. Plan to see him back on the next 4-6 months, end of dictation.